Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about one way you can boost your motivation when you are struggling or finding something really tough. Remind yourself that these difficult moments are when you get stronger. Indeed, without the difficult moments, you might not make nearly as much progress. If you have ever done something physically challenging, like a triathlon, you may have heard this advice before. The moment when you are struggling and want to stop is also the moment when your strength and stamina are increasing. If you think about it, this makes sense. Our muscles and our bodies in general get stronger when we push them to the point of exhaustion. If we only ask of our bodies what we know our bodies can already do, well, then everything is fine the way that it is. Nothing needs to change. But if we lift a weight that is a little bit heavier or add another repetition, our muscles need to build strength. So they do. If we need to run a little farther than is comfortable, then we learn to run a little farther. This idea is relevant for all sorts of contexts beyond exercise. Let's say you are dating again after a long relationship has ended. Getting through the moments when you are feeling fearful or awkward unlocks the opportunity to deepen a new relationship. This is when you get stronger. Or maybe you hate public speaking, but your new job requires it. Indeed, your new job has you giving talks twice a week. Every time you speak in front of a crowd and go through your material, and try out new material, and pivot on stage when things inevitably don't go as planned, you are building your skills and your confidence. You are turning something that might be frightening into something you do on Tuesday. You are getting stronger. If you are learning a new language and you muster the courage to use your new skills to talk with a native speaker, your language skills are getting stronger. When we are working at the edge of our skills and expanding what we can do, whether physically, intellectually, or psychologically, we are getting stronger. By consciously telling yourself, "This is when I get stronger," you provide motivation to persist. The struggle is worthwhile, because it is that very struggle that creates strength and growth. So the next time you find yourself challenged, don't give up or walk away. Strength and growth are more satisfying than ease in the long run, even if they are tough in the moment. We just need to picture ourselves on the other side. Looking back at the time when we thought, "This was tough," because we will be able to do even more difficult things in the future. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.